who's still in Kedushas Levi, to try to get a little bit of a taste, of each parasha and of each yontif. Especially, it's important to have a taste before Tu B'Shvat. Shabbos Shira, the Torah that you see, every Torah in Kedushas Levi Parshas B'Shalach is filled with Tu B'Shvat and is filled with Shira, even though it's not always spelled out. So that's a little bit our job. On page Kuf Samach Dalet, beginning with Hashem Yimloch La'olam Ved, we're going to learn a few smaller Torahs. On the side it says Kuf Samach Dalet Hashem Yimloch La'olam Ved. If you have a different Kedushas Levi, different edition, so it should, you should see that after, at the end of the Shira, you see Hashem Yimloch La'olam Ved, a few Torahs over there. After Tipol Olam Emes of Facha, there's a Torah Hashem Yimloch. Now the problem is that we find a difference between Hashem Yimloch and Yimloch Hashem Le'olam. Hashem Yimloch Le'olam and Yimloch Hashem Le'olam. So the Rebbe points out that David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Yimloch Hashem. Bereisha is Yimloch, V'acharkach Hashem Havaya Baruch Hu. That Moshe Rabbeinu concludes the Shira with the tefillah of Hashem Yimloch, that may Hashem rule forever and ever. May the Malchus of Hashem be forever. Moshe Rabbeinu begins with the Shem Hashem, with Hashem's name. David HaMelech begins first with Malchus. First is Yimloch and then is Hashem. Bereisha Yimloch, v'charkach Hashem Havaya Baruch Hu. V'hine Yisa B'Zayar HaKadosh. The Zohar Kodesh makes a diyuk al posik kehanecha yilbushu tzedek, that the kahanim of Hashem can clothe themselves in tzedek, in righteousness. V'chasidecha, and those who are called the chasidim, which is referring to the Levim. V'chasidecha yiraneinu, and the chasidim yiraneinu, the chasidim will rejoice. I once spoke about this Bariches, some years ago. The union of the side of Kahuna, which is Chesed, which is loving kindness, and the side of the Levim, which is Din, which is interesting. V'chasidecha yiraneinu, and the Chlal, the whole union of Shiras HaLevim. And if we had time, I would talk more about that now. It's obviously Nogea to Shabbos Shira. But what's interesting is that we would normally associate Chesed, that emotion of love, the emotion of that seeking love, we would normally associate that with song. But the Levim are the ones with the Baalei Shir. The Levim, of course, were the singers in Beis HaMikdash. And the Midah of the Levim is Din. And this itself is a very big inyan. We'll see if we have time a little bit, we'll talk about it. But the Zohar itself is asking, Ayin Sham B'Zohar HaKadosh, Leviyacha Yiraneinu. What's interesting is that David HaMelech began by saying, Kohanecha Yilbushu Tzedek. He spells out the Kohanim, Kohanecha Yilbushu Tzedek, the Kohanim. And it should say, we would think that it would say, Leviyacha Yiraneinu. Leviyacha. And that the Leviyim Yiraneinu. Ayin Sham B'Zohar HaKadosh, Leviyacha Yiraneinu. So the Rebbe explains. He explains by bringing the Zohar HaKadosh, which is really in Chelek Beis in the Zohar. I wrote there on the side, I know that it's probably impossible to read my scribble. I wrote there the entire sentence from the Zohar, but the Rebbe just brings a couple of words. Where it says, David Dadicha de Malkahava. The Zohar tells us that David HaMelech was the court jester. In the Zohar Kodesh, David HaMelech is called the court jester, the Dicha the Malka. So you see the exact quote of the translation into the Hebrew of the Sulam, which I wrote there on the side. David Hoya HaBadchan Shal HaMelech. David HaMelech was the jester of the king. We know that there were special people who had this job of being Sameach the king. We even know that there were tzaddikim like that. It's famous, as you know, that by the Rebbe Baruch Hu from Mezhbiz, that he had Rav Heschel Shapalia. We have many, many, many amazing stories from Rav Heschel Shapalia. It was very funny. And the big Talmud Chacham. And there were other Batchanim that were by Tzadikim. So Hashem is Baruch also has a Batchan. Hashem also, we can't say the words by Hashem that Hashem needs to be cheered up. God forbid. It's not, Hashem's not a human being. But there is one person in all of history who is identified as the court jester. And that's David HaMelech. David Hayat Batchan Shel HaMelech. I'm just reading to you what I wrote on the side there, which is the exact words of the Zohar. Va'af al pi shahayu detzar, even though David HaMelech suffered unbelievably in his life, he had terrible tzar, terrible, terrible anguish, bein mi bachutz, bein mi bifnim. He had tzaras outside with enemies that afflicted him. He had tzaras, as you know, with a person who he adored, Shaul HaMelech, who he loved, who he respected. Terrible tzaras. He had tzaras with his children. Gefährlich, gefährlich tzaras. Whenever you're having a hard day with the kids, think about Shalom and Adonio. That'll calm you down a little bit. Right? So David HaMelech had a lot of tzaras from outside. And within himself, the Melchomis of all the wars that are described in Tehillim, all of the enemies of Tehillim, of course, are the ones outside and the ones inside. And yet the Zohar says, Kevan Shahayu Lefnei HaMelech, that once David, when David would stand in the presence of the king, when he would appear before the king, of course it's the Melech Malchim Lachim, the king of all kings, Chazal Batchanis Shalom, he would return to his Batchanis, he would come back to his profession of being the court jester. So even though in his own personal life there was terrible tzar, but he would come before the king with Batchanis, with laughing, with singing, with simcha. Like he was before. Why? In order to bring joy to the king. This is what the Zohar says about David HaMelech. It was Kedai to come tonight just to hear that line from the Zohar, no? Just to hear that one line from the Zohar, Kodesh. But that's the meaning of David HaMelech Mashiach. So now the B'dit Shavei explains. David B'dicha the Malkah have on the Hul, Ayin Shem. Uv Emes Yesh Lahav and Lekushna de Milz, he says, truthfully, we need to understand. Lama Omar David Lahaypach. Why is it that Taki, David HaMelech says, first Yimlach and then Hashem? It's first the Hashem and then Yimlach. That's how much we're taught us to say it. Hashem Yimlach. You begin with the Rebbeinu Shalom and then Yimlach. Why did David HaMelech switch it? Yimlach Hashem Lahaylam. Vahanira, it seems. She David HaMelech Ramaz Bezeh L'Dav HaGadol. The David HaMelech was hinting to a very great thing. Ki hinei Adam Asher kol yomav ba'ayni yivitzar. You have a person whose entire life is spent in poverty and sa'ar and anguish and suffering. Shemidis hadin shayra alav. For this person's entire life, he feels the midas hadin upon him. He feels the midas hadin upon him. Uchshuhum nizam al habaris baruch. And when you have such a person who, despite his own suffering and despite the difficulties of his personal life, he sings to Hashem's Baruch. He's able to forget about it. He's able to come to shul and to sing. He's able to sit and to have a Shabbos and to leave the week behind and to leave the tzaras behind. I mean, we've met Jews like this. There are Jews that, when you meet a person like that, there's nothing that's more inspiring in the world than a Jew like that. When you have a person that he's not mashgiach on his tzar, Zeu chiddush. That's a gewaldige chiddush. That's an amazing thing. And you know, everybody likes chiddushim, right? That's why people are so obsessed with news. Even though 99% is law, it's not true, and the 1% that might, it's also an Irish guy. And yet it's so interesting. It's a chiddush. Everybody wants to hear chiddushim. Something different and something new. One of my favorite songs, and my children know this, that I only sing at certain times. Especially on the Rome time and the Shana Rabbis and Chastar in our house, is the song of Chazu, Chazu, Bonai, Bonai. That Hashem Baruch says, L'pamal Yedilei, it's the Zohar. That Hashem says to all of the Malachim, look at my children, the Mishtachin, the Tzara, the Lahain, that even though they have such unbelievable Tzaras, even though they're going through such Tzaras, but still they rejoice, Bechet Vesadili. In my joy of Simchas Torah, in my joy of Sukkot, they still rejoice. Chazu, chazu, bonai, bonai. You know this, you know the Negin, right? I'm not gonna send anybody out from the shul by singing, but you know the Negin. Chazu, chazu, bonai, bonai. Bonai chavivai. My precious children. He says to all the malachim, I want you to look at my children. The mishtach and the tzara, the lahain, that they have such sorrows. For asking the ched v'sedili, and still they're all the, look how they're dancing, look how they're singing, despite all the stars. So zeh chiddush. So the Rebbe says that's a chiddush. Aval adam shekol yomav ubetayv, a person who's fortunate that kol yomav is betayv, that Baruch Hashem he has a good life. Umidas a chesed shayra alav, and the midah chesed is upon him. It's a gewaltige thing too, of course, that he sings to Hashem. But ain't a chiddush. Ain't a chiddush. It's not such a chiddush. It's not such a chiddush. V'hine, the Rebbe says, yesh oid b'china acheres. Now we have another type. We have another type. Sha'af al pishahu b'toiv. Even though things are going well, there's a chiddush, the fact that he's mezamer, that he sings, is also a chiddush. Even though things go well, Baruch Hashem, and he has a good life, it's still possible that for the person who has things going well, it's still possible that the simcha in Avodas Hashem of that Jew is also a chiddush, can also be a chiddush. Dahainu, how is that? Shemoid Allah Chesed. She'ein esomech atzma b'hatoiva machmas hatoiva v'achesed she'esh loy la'atzmai. This is an extraordinary level. This is a person who has Baruch Hashem a good life. And he constantly feels grateful and thankful to the one who gave him that good life and to the Midas HaChesed that's been kind to him. But it's more than that. The main simcha that this person has is not because it's good for him. It's not because things are going well for him. It's not machmas hatayva v'achesed sheyesh loy la'atzmai. Rak ikir ha-simcha shaloi. The main simcha of this person, asher mesameach atzma, that brings him joy, ki ha-bari yisbarach yesh lo nachas misa. That the Baruch Shalom has nachas from that. That what the Baruch Shalom has nachas, Kimoshal of. What does that mean? That the Baruch Shalom has nachas, that what? That it's good for this yid. And that's the moshal of a parent, Kimoshal of. Iker ha-toyva simcha shaloi. It's true when a parent says the greatest simcha that a parent could have is ba-toyva shal ha-ben, is when it's good for the child. I don't know if any other person can say that. Be'emes with a whole heart. But when a parent says that the best thing, if by the children it's good, then by me it's good. And we see that a parent has such a midah that if the children are besimcha, then it gives the parents the deepest nachas. And whatever the parents have gone through or are going through, they can manage if they know, as long as they know that the children are okay, that the children are doing well, the children are besimcha. And this is the greatest joy of a parent. This is the greatest joy of a parent. So the Bedishivit says, Kein kivi yachol mahabar yisbarach. So it is with the Baruch Shalom. Yesh le simcha kivi yachol. The greatest joy of Hashem. And don't ask Akash, because I know there must be somebody here, at least one, that's thinking, if it gives you such nachas, then why don't you make us all have simcha? Now then why have the Midas Adin? He thought about that. Right? So it's so good for the Baruch Shalom. I mean, parents can't always, listen, as much as parents want for their children, there are things that we can't control. So you want everything to be good for the kids, you set them up, you do everything you can. You know, they have their own inyan. So it's beyond the control. A parent does whatever a parent can do to make it as conducive that it should be only good. But beyond that, what could a parent do? But Kivyochel HaShem Yisbarach can do anything. So if it gives Hashem's Baruch such naches, so then what do you say? We all, you know, why doesn't the Baruch make like a small deposit in the, you know, in everybody's account? Why not have it a big deposit in Yerushalayim and Bnei Brak? You know, to make a nice deposit. There was a wonderful little comedian who I remember years ago said something like that. That please God, just one small sign of your existence, one small sign, like $1 million in this Swiss bank account, and like just one small sign of your existence. So nope, that's not a kash. But the Baruch Hashem fears the veil. Of course, Hashem is Baruch. We're not going to get into the whole idea of free choice and Schar Vayinich and how Hashem is Baruch left so much of this life up to ourselves and what we do with it, and each one of us to go through different nisyanis, different difficulties. Some experience the tests with poverty, others with wealth, and so on and so forth. But one thing we know is that when a yid is besimcha, when a yid is rejoicing in his in the tayv, so then that gives Akash Baruch Hu the greatest, greatest nachas. And that Hashem made a world where he's, I once explained to you that it's also teaching from the Vedishva, and it's also found in the writings of the Rebbe of Yonis Naivishitz. When Chazal say that Hashem is Baruch is davening, Chazal said Hashem davens. That my house is a house of davening. Chazal said that Hashem davens. So the Umas Island, the Rebbe of Yonison said that the nations of the world, non-Jews, people that heard about Chazal, this Chazal, they make fun of it. So what does it mean that the Rebbe Yonison is davening? What is the Rebbe Yonison davening? It was he wrote some Milfonai. And there is a Gemara like that, by Rebbe Shmuel Kangor, Lomais, not going to go to right now, in Brochus. But what does that mean that Hashem is davening? Who's he davening to? May it be my will. There is such a concept. May it be my will. He wrote Milfonai. But the Rebbe of Yonis and the Kedushas Levi and other tzaddikim explain that the tefillah of Hashem is Baruch, the davening of Hashem, is that you and I should be worthy of receiving only chesed, that you and I should be able to receive achtai v'chesed, and Hashem is Baruch is davening, because we have free choice. He gave us free choice. So, kivyochel, Hashem is davening and calling out each and every one of us, like a parent that says, you have no idea how I want to do this for you. I want to be good to you. You have no idea. And I'm sure the parents here can understand. And I just had a mice like this last night with the little one. That I had a prize that I got her. And she had to do the homework and go to bed. You know, there were conditions. It wasn't particularly towards homework. I mean, the whole thing is maybe a minute. It's not a big deal. It's a little kid. And to go to bed, that's a beginning, of course. But that was the whole thing. And I said that I have a special thing for you, and that I want you to, you have to do this, take care of you, and go to bed. And, you know, I said, I gave her a certain time, finish up this and do that, and then we'll get you ready, and get pajamas, and cool. So, you know, it wasn't gone. And I kept on extending the time, you know, like I said, because the other kids, all, you know how kids do that, they all scream, ah, your time is up, finish. So I kept on saying, I don't know, it's a few more minutes. Yeah. So the kids are saying, Daddy, you said 8:30. 8:30 is 8:30. You know how they pass them by others. 8:30, you have to stick to 8:30. So I said, yeah, but it's shifting the MS, you know. By the time it came around, it was already 9:45, the whole thing. And she got the prize. And why is it? Because the meaning of a parent is that you're chalishing to make the child happy. But you made a condition that in order for the child to get the prize, the condition has to be met. And the child needs, for her own sake, to do the homework and have a night's sleep. And just like you and I, for our own sakes, we need to be elechiyim, we need to keep mitzvahs and to learn it and daven and to grow and so on. And it's a hard parasha. And the Bani Shalom is davening all the time and rooting for us that we should get to bed on time, do our homework, because he has all the good prizes. He wants to give. So it's a tefillah, is kibesi based tefillah yikar l'chal v'amim. So the Bani Shalom also daven. Because the greatest nachas that a parent has is that the child should be the simcha. And to give the child a prize and that the child should feel happy and should see and should have good things. It's the greatest, greatest simcha. That's what the Rebbe says. Ken kivyachol b'havari is baruch yesh la'simcha kivyachol. So it is with Hashem. Kivyachol, so to speak. The nimtza hu einam esemeach atzom b'hatayva. So this is the third type of a Jew. Remember, we have one that Hashem yirachim, that we have one type of a Jew who's going through terrible sorrows, and yet he sings to Hashem, and he rejoices with his Yiddishkeit. That's a gevaldike chiddush. That is a big thing. That catches Hashem's eye. Then we have another person who has a good. He has a good, and he rejoices in the goodness that he has. That's beautiful. It's not such a chiddush. It's not such a chiddush, but it's good. But then we have a very big chiddush of a person who has a good, and the reason that he's besimcha is because it gives nachas to the bunch. That his simcha, or that his good life gives the HaKadosh Baruch Hu nachas. It's because of the simcha of Hashem is baruch. And you hear? The Rebbe says this is the biggest madrega. It's bigger than the person who's going through sorrows. This madrega of a person who has a good and doesn't forget. That's the whole lineage of Tu B'Shvat. It's the whole lineage of Tu B'Shvat. Is to remember that the fruit comes from the tree. And the whole chait of Adam Arishan and Chava was separating the fruit from the tree. And to remember that it's very, very nice to be a fruit, to have good things and to taste good and to have a good taste and of life. And it's the most natural thing for a child to look back at the parent who's the tree and to say, I don't need you anymore, Shkayach, you know. Thanks to the diapers and formula, I'm on my own. It's very, very natural. There's this thing inside of each and every person to try to ignore the tree, to turn away from the tree. That's why Chazal say Loshen by Adam Arishon that when he ate from the tree, he was kaifa de'ikr. It means he rejected his root, his source. Because every time the fruit is separate from the tree, there is a danger that the fruit is going to believe that he got here on his own. Every time you and I go to the grocery and you see beautiful apples and oranges sitting in the thing, so you don't think of the tree. If anybody thinks of the tree, it's like if you go to buy an ice cream, you think, I wonder what the cow looked like. Nobody thinks like that. I mean, maybe there's some sugar. People don't think like that. You have an ice cream, it's an ice cream. You buy an apple, it's an apple. Farmers think of trees. And farmers think of cows. The stammer person goes to the store. You know, if you don't know any better, you could think that's how they got, they just grow in the store like that, on the shelf, you don't know. Or where does milk come from? So first of all, if you think of a cow, you can't have the milk. I can't have the milk even if I don't think of the cow. And it's the most natural thing to forget. The meaning of Tu B'Shvat, the whole meaning of Tu B'Shvat. And that's what a song is about also. The meaning of Tu B'Shvat is to be machazik this memory. And to reattach the fruit to the tree. It's a very big sugya. It's a big inyan. So he explains over here that when a person has it good, when it's good, and in a certain way, it's even harder to remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu when it's good. You know, when it's, God forbid, not good. So when a person is desperate, when a person is suffering, in certain ways, it's more that the fact that he's able to go away from the tzaris and to hide in shul, the tilim, and to sing a niggun, it's not as big a chiddush as the person who's like having a blast, things are going great. He goes to shul. It's a bigger chiddush. That third type of a person. It's a bigger chiddush. That's the test of our generation. Even though there are lots of Jews now who have difficulties, but in general, b'lian hara, it's never been as easy for Jews, as comfortable for Jews, for the most part. There's still plenty of tzaros and poor people, Hashem yirachem. But for the most part, it's an isayin of how to feel dependent upon Hashem, how to remember the tree when the fruit is so lush and so beautiful, how to remember that you have nothing at all without Hashem, and to feel that gratitude, that connection. This is a big madrega. This is the biggest madrega. That's what the Rebbe says. Zeu abchina gedoyle shebekulam. This is the highest madrega. You should think about that. Sheina mashgiach klal al atzmai. That he doesn't think about himself at all. Rakal HaBorei Baruch Hu. Only on the Creator. And there are people that, there's a person that I know that Hashem has been kind to him, Lian Har, and he lives mamish to give tzedakah and to go and to give and to help and to do. Day and night, he's always chesodim and tovus. He takes nothing for himself. He lives in the simplest way, just to do for others. So this person is not thinking of himself, only on Hashem's brachos nachas. Now let's come back to David HaMelech. So David HaMelech said, V'chasidecha yiraneinu. The Levim he calls chasid, who are rejoicing, who are singing. V'loy Omar, he didn't say, U'leviyecha yiraneinu. He didn't say the Levim rejoice. Kikushis azayazah, as it was asked in the Zohar Kodesh. Why? It says, Ki Levi hu al midas adin. Levi is the midas adin, is the left side. Vim omar levi yachri yireneinu. And if David Malch would have said, and David Malch knew because he lived through it, if David Malch would have said, levi yachri yireneinu, that the Levium sing to you and rejoice, meaning, page. Even though the Levi is Midas Adin, and the Levi feels the heaviness of Hashem's left hand, the Levi goes through the difficulties that Tzaras. Say if David HaMelech would have said, Beferish would have spelled out, Leviyecha Yiraneinu, that the Levium rejoice. It's a Chiddush. It is a Chiddush. Even though the Levi goes to the Midas Adin, he still sings to Hashem, the Levium are singing. Still, even though that's a great thing, it's not as great, just like the third level that we spoke about. Which is the greatest of levels. That Jew who's able to find joy in the fact that he gives the Rebbein Shalom Nachas. He says in another place, the Bedishva, on the Pasuk in Navi, Sois osis b'Hashem, togel nafshi be'elokai. Listen to the words. Sois osis b'Hashem literally means, I will surely rejoice in Hashem. Right? It's strengthening. The double sois osis, like sameach t'samach. Sois osis means, I will surely rejoice in Hashem. The Baditshiva says like this, Sois, what gives me joy is osis b'Hashem, that I'm able to cause Hashem to have simcha. Sois, my joy that I have in this world is osis b'Hashem. So I'm able to give my father nachas. It's the biggest simcha that one could have. Sois is osis b'Hashem. I remember thinking that, you know, it's a personal in me a little bit, but I remember thinking that, Baruch Hashem, we had girls, and then I had my son, so for all the girls, of course, filled with simcha and my parents and everything, but I knew very, very much that my father wanted very, very badly to have a name for his grandfather, who was a big tzaddik, and everybody was killed, he never had a name. He was a big tzaddik. Because my father had a brother that was already married in Europe with children. But they were all girls. So the Zayd never had a name. This Zayd. So my father and I would always say, Daddy, Mr. Shemps, my father would say, Shh, what are you talking about? Because when we had the girl, my father, how can you say such a thing? Oh. And he meant, it was gewaldic, you know. But I remember that when I was standing outside the delivery room, and the nurses there, they knew my wife, you know, it was always a girl. So I was standing outside. So they knew my wife by her name, and they knew me, the same people. So the lady calls out from his side, she says, Rabbi, it's a boy! And they knew that, like, you know, our history. Rabbi, it's a boy. And I know, the first thought that I had was, oi, where's daddy gonna be happy? That was the first thing I had. that second that I heard the word boy, I was thinking, Osha Zayde, my father. Oh. Then afterwards I said, look. You know, then I, and, but the machshavat chila was cooler, my father. That was waiting ready for what should I say, 50, 60 years. Cooler. That Indian of the, to be able to say to my father that, to be able to call him up and say that Mr. Shem will have a name. Because that's so, says Bashem. Just to give, the biggest simchas, to give nachas to the one that you love, that's the biggest simcha that a person can have. Next, Avodas Hashem. So David Melech says such a thing. The what? Because the third level, which is the highest level as well, is to be mezamal simchas abarius baruch, is to give joy, is that your joy is also is Hashem, that you're able to give joy to Hashem as baruch, to give nachas to Hashem as baruch. That's the biggest simcha. The zesh amad David, and therefore David Melech says what? V'chasidecha yoneim. He calls these people chasidim. If he would have said Levim, he would have said this, that would have meant, even though they suffer, they still rejoice, which is very chashuv. No question about it. Chazu, banai, gevaldik. But David HaMelech wanted to talk about the biggest madriga. That it should be such a thing, of a chasidecha yiraneinu, that ikar simcha shali is what? Machmas achesed shalcha kivyoch chasidecha yiraneinu, that what causes a Jew to rejoice is chasidecha. The chasadim, not that you did for me, but that through the chasadim that I experienced in my life, that Hashem, you're able to have the midas of chesed return to you and give you joy. Chasidecha, your chesed returning to you, right? The parents do everything to help the kid out. They set the kid up, everything is set up. And then the kid reports back that, you know, he got his first job. So the father says, how much are you getting paid? So, yeah, $5 an hour. Father says, come on. Wow, I'm so proud of you. You know, you had a job, $5 gewaldig. You know how much it cost that father to get? For that $5 an hour? Make a cheshbon much more than $5 an hour. But of course, to set up the kit, that you should be able to make the $5. It's a lot more than $5. But what? But the ik is simcha. Is that the chasodim should come back to the father in such a way? That's what Dorma. Ika simcha shli machmas acheser shachal kiviyochol ki kshacheser shayral Yisrael. So the Rebbe says that what he says ki kshacheser shayral Yisrael, because when chesed midas acheser is upon the Jewish people, right? Ki kshacheser shayral Yisrael. Kivyochel avarius baruch hu bechesed. When it's good for Jews, it's good kivyochel for the one above. That's what Shemesh Baruch is davening for. That it should be chesed, should be only good, so that Yidin should have good, and that he should be able to get back that naches kivyochel. Zeh shenemar, and that's why David HaMelech was careful to say, v'chasidecha yiraneinu. Machnas achesed hanageilecha, zehu yiraneinu. The chesed, said, that the chesed, the version that you experience the joy, that you experience that chesed, yiraneinu, that causes these people to rejoice. Ze ikra simcha shalahem. That is the ikra simcha. V'hine yesh esayrus ha'aliyayin. And there is an awakening from above. Dahayin, which means, Shabbari is baruch kiviyochel mitzamtzim is atzma laharis lahamlich malchusa al kalam. We still have to answer the question, why is it that Moshe Rabbeinu said Hashem first, Hashem yimlech, right? Hashem will rule, Hashem will be melech. And what? And Klai Yisrael, and David HaMelech says yimlech Hashem. So now the B'dit Shev explains that there's a hisiris from Hashem that HaKadosh Baruch kiviyochel is mitzamtzim is atzma, that he constricts. Is mitzamtzim himself laharis lahamlich malchus al kolaylamus. There is a midah that Hashem kiviyachol descends into this world to rule over the world. V'yeshis ayirus hatachta. But as we know, there's another way. That is what? That the awakening begins from this world. Not that Hashem said enough is enough, and Hashem descends with his powerful malchus upon the world, says that's what must speak. But there's another way, that Hashem is Baruch gives us time to anoint him king, to make our own coronation here in this world, to want his kingdom. But the lower world is misoirer, is awakened and motivated to be mamlech Hashem Yisbarach on all the worlds. V'hine, so the Rebbe explains that b'shas kriyas yamsuf, at the time of kriyas yamsuf, shahaya oz his oirus ho'el yoin, when it was his oirus ho'el yoin. So we know that by Kriyas Yamsuf, the Mida that was revealed, which is quite, it's called in the Zohar Kodesh, Atika Kadisha, there's a Mida of Hashem, when he, like he told us by Yamsuf, it's in the parasha. It says, Hashem Yilachem Lachem, right? Ra'atem Tacharishin. The Rishon says, Hashem is brought to the Rishon, Ma Titzakalai, what are you, don't daven, don't scream, go. Hashem Yilachem Lachem, Hashem will fight the war, Ra'atem Tacharishin, just be quiet. You don't have to say anything. That's called Atika, that comes from the crown, that's from a place beyond our understanding. And that's when Hashem's malchus is, whether you're ready or not, here I come. That's what it means. And just go. Because normally, we're supposed to scream in Davin. But over here, the Baruch Shalom says, Ma Titzik Elai. Stop screaming. Go. That was by Kriyas Yamsuf. Therefore, by Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was crossing, when the Moshe and Bnei Yisrael were crossing through the water, and they were singing the song. So, Lekach Hashem Havaya Baruch Hu Hukaydem. That's why he says Hashem Yimlarech Loilam Tovah. Because by Kriyas Yamsuf, what was revealed was the explosive presence of Hashem. Not waiting for man to initiate a relationship. Not waiting for man to coronate, to accept, to want the king. So therefore, by Moshe Rabbeinu, by Parshas B'Shalach, Moshe Rabbeinu begins because there was the Midah Vatika of the ancient Holy One, that Midah, where that's the meaning of Mashiach ben David, of Malchus Yehuda and Leah. So there, in the Malchus of Leah, in the Malchus of Yehuda and David HaMelech, meaning the Malchus of Mashiach, there Hashem Baruch controls things in a way that we don't always have. So, by Kriyas Yamsuf, it's Hashem Yimloch. Lo'olam Ve'ed. Hu Kaidem. On the next slide. Aval Vimei David, however, in the days of David, Aval Vimei David, Shahayu Oz is Iris Atachtai. By David HaMelech, by that time, it was already very, very difficult time with Milchamas, with wars and Tsaros and so on. And David HaMelech in his own life. So there, L'chein Yimloch comes first. Yimloch Mikaidem. V'achakach Hashem Havaya Baruch. First is Yimloch. That means, I don't see Hashem, I don't know why this is happening, it's not clear to me, I'm going through a hard time, I don't feel the Baruch Shalom next to me, and afal pichein, Yimloch, I accept the Malchus. And from there comes the Midah of Hashem. L'chein Yimloch mi koida, v'acharkach Hashem havai, Baruch Hu. So the Rebbe says that when it was Kriyas Yamsuf in this parasha, by the walking through the ocean, we hadn't yet received the Torah. Right? So Chazal say that the angels were saying, what makes the Jews so special? Why are they any better? The Egyptians worship idols and the Jews worship idols. So why are the Egyptians being drowned and the Jews are being saved? Right? That was by Yamsuf. But that didn't work. The fact that they were making problems and they were pointing out faults in the Jewish people didn't work. Why? Because like Hashem is Baruch Gilech Lamalchus Eilinisim Neflois. because the midah that was operating by Kriyas Yamsuf was that midah of Atika, of the Ancient One, which is a midah of Hashem Yimloch, and that means that Hashem says ready or not, ready or not, even if you're not ready. And therefore it's not a taina. It's not a taina that they're holding like this, not like that, and they how come this one's not wearing talis and tefillin, how come this one's not covering your hair? These are not tainas in that place of what? Of Hashem Yimloch, with Hashem Havaya Baruch Hu is first. That's that midah that's where the malchus is with nisim and the flows with great miracles. The nimtze is galus hamlucha hayim ha'boyrei baruch hu. There the hisgalus of the malchus was initiated kibyachol by the bari baruch hu by Hashem Yisboch. And that's why David HaMelech is what yimloch Hashem betchila. By Kriyas Yamsuf was first Hashem. Kimenu hoyeh his galus hamluch. Hashem yimloch was by Kriyas Yamsuf. V'David HaMelech amar, but David HaMelech says what? Yimloch Hashem. That's why in our davening, it would be interesting now, once we know this, so now to go through the siddur for regular and for Shabbos and for Rosh Hashanah and Kippur and Yontif and to see. When do we say Hashem Yimloch? When do we say Yimloch Hashem? And to have this kavanah, the Riddich, to think about this. Stop in Kiddush, we say what? Yimloch Hashem Loil. We say the Nusach of Yimloch Hashem in Kiddush. Not Hashem Yimloch. Yimloch Hashem, you understand? It means Keshem Shem Agdishim, I say Bishmema, that Nagdishach and Iritzach, that here in this world, that even with all the difficulties of Mamluch Hashem, and they only want to give Hashem's Baruch Nachas, so the Iker Nusach of Kedusha, which is the highest part of davening, is Yimloch Hashem. Not Hashem Yimloch, which we say, of course, by the Shira. And there are other times too, if you look in the Siddur, every time if you look in the Siddur, and the Machzor, you'll see that it fits this thing with the B'dich Yisrael. You'll understand that. And in Tanakh also, every time it fits in with this Haggadah, with this explanation of Kedusha Slavi. He cried, Kiblu is a Torah also misses. By David Melech, of course, we already have Torah, we already have misses. The Nitzim Yisrael, HaYezeris, LaHamlech, Hashem. Therefore, we have the Kalim with which we can coronate the king, which is by being good Jews, even though it's hard for us. We already have the Kalim to be Mamlech Hashem. There's a Yimloch Tchilas. Therefore, Yimloch is able to come first. And now we understand the Inyan of David HaMelech being in the context of that Indian of Kainacha, Yud B'Shut Tzedek, V'Chasidecha, you're named to give Chesed back to Hashem, to give joy and Nachas to Hashem, that the Zohar Kadosh says that David HaMelech is the Bedich of the Malki, he's the court jester. That's the Indian of David HaMelech being the court jester. That all David HaMelech wanted was V'Chasidecha, you're named. All David HaMelech wanted was to give Nachas, to give Simcha, Seis Asr B'Hashem. He didn't say that, but V'Chasidecha, you're named, was Yimloch Hashem Ha'olam. And that's the end of Kabbalah's Al-Malchus Shemaim that we've been talking a lot about, especially in the Maimon that we're learning from the Baal Tanya Mimamakim Monday mornings, the last few weeks. Bechlal, we're talking about a lot that the Ikkar is not, and the Rebbe was talking about Shabbos also, the Ikkar is not what the person feels. When it feels like it's going well and things are good, so then it's a Bechin of Yimloch Hashem, it's a gift from Hashem. And it's not so easy, and it's Yimloch Hashem. And there's the highest madrega, is that when it's going well, when it's Hashem Yimloch, that you should feel that joy, that the main simcha, the main nachas that you should feel, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tefillah, that kivyachol Hashem's tefillah, has been answered. That when it's, if it's good kivyachol, if it's good for Jews, then it's good for the Rebbeinu Shalom. And there's a ma'aseh from Kedusha Levi that I've mentioned a few times. In an earlier shiur here, Kedusha Levi mentioned a few times about when the Shamas saw the Beditcher wishing a l'chaim to Kachabah. That the Beditcher was alone in shul, and he poured some schnapps after everybody went home, and the Beditcher said, l'chaim, l'chaim, tovim l'shol, a good denacht, you know, and he drank a little glass of schnapps. So the Shamas happened to see this, and you know, what kind of l'chaim is that? I mean, I go to Nacht, l'chaim. So he went to the Rebbe, and the Rebbe told him, the Ditchinger told him, that what that means is, I was thinking how I saw when I saw everybody going home from Arif, this one with his problems, and this with his problems, so I was thinking that Rebbe Shlomo's a tefillah, that if it's a good tenacht, if it'll be a good night for your yidlach, for your Jews, that this one's kid will feel better, and this one will be able to have a yeshua, and this one won't get into a fight tonight with his wife, it'll be okay. If it'll be good for Jews, it'll be a good tenacht, which is Golus' night. Then it'll be for you also a good night. But if for these people that left shul now, if it's not going to be good, then it's not going to be a good night for you either. Because how good it could be for a father if he knows that his children are having a difficult night, a difficult Golus. So that's why he said, L'chaim Torim L'Shom, a good tenacht of Shalom. That if it's a good tenacht, if it's a good night, if it's a good night for Yidden, then it will be a good night. It'll be a good night for Kaddish Baruch Hu. Let's sort of clear out before I think the Rebbe's going to daven Maariv, even daven Maariv. He's going to daven at 9 o'clock. So let's do this Maariv. I don't mean for the men to clear, the men can stay for Maariv, but we understand. So don't take that personally. It's a digma particular. All right. Okay. So the small piece here. Oyevah, kitzrichin onu ladavik tomidus atzmeinu. Go down to the bottom on the right side, you see this. Oyevah, kitzrichin onu ladavik tomidus atzmeinu b'avoris baruch b'tchiluchim. We have to constantly try to attach ourselves to Hashem with great awe and with great love. U'kshahaseichos fodum u'bekatnus. And when a person's mind is in a state of smallness, you're not holding by big thoughts. Takanos, so how do you get out of that smallness? Shiyasa mitzvahs, push yourself to do mitzvahs. It's connected to the last time. You push yourself to do mitzvahs, and you sit down, you open up a sefer, and you start learning b'tchila rechim. You pour your koyches into learning that page, or whatever it is, the Gemara, the Chumash. You pour your heart into it. Kadesh yorli the dveikas gadol, and that will bring you to dveikas. Ochshi yorli dveikas gadol, and then when you come to a level of dveikas of connection to Hashem, and now you're feeling Hashem. That'll help you to learn more Torah. It's a wonderful cycle. And then there'll be more Torah, and then you want to do more mitzvahs. Now, David HaMelech, of course, was already after the Torah was given. Therefore, David HaMelech says what? Yim life. That means when you're not feeling like it, just do it. Sit down, open up a sefer, and scream it out. Go to shul and daven. Put yourself into that mitzvah. Do that good thing. Do that chesed, whatever it is. Yim life. Even though you don't feel like it, as chmalchus, kabbalas malchus, yimlach, shemakavlo v'omalchus alasus mitzvayis v'torah. Now, yeah, because we already have the Torah, not already have the Torah. We have Torah, we have what to do. We have kalim with which to be mamlich the Baruch Hu, with which to coronate and anoint and to accept him. And what? Ba'achakach, you'll see, it'll come to Hashem. Then you'll feel Hashem's presence. Ba'achakach ha'yivolat dveikus. There's a connection to Esther. Then you come to dveikus. Aval al hayom. But when they were by Yamsuf, by the ocean, then by the Yam, then how you kaidim kabbalah? That was before Har Sinai. It was before kabbalah Torah. Lakach Amar. Therefore, it was what Hashem Yimloch, which means what are you going to do? We have nothing. We have no way of getting attached to you. You just have to appear to us. You just have to talk to us. Help us. So that's what it means. Shabbat Chilul Dveikus. First they came to us. First Hashem is brought connected to them. Shiro Hashem. They experienced His presence. By then after Yamsuf they went to Har Sinai. First was Hashem, that feeling that they had of closeness, of singing, of excitement, and then they came to Parshas Yisrael. Then they came to Tanoichesham to Mount Har Sinai. But David HaMelech, that means us. We're ready after all of that. By us, we shouldn't wait till we feel. Till I feel like being a good Jew. By us, it's Yimloch. And Yimloch, you keep on pushing and trying. And it'll be Hashem. Then the Baruch Shalom is going to connect us. But we should be zeichet to see the gilif of Hashem Yimloch La'olam Ved and Yimloch Hashem La'olam Ved Begul Hashem Yamitis Anay.